这一期的标题是一个很不敬业的人说。
The title of this issue is a very irresponsible person.
1912年诺奖是史上最弱。
The 1912 Nobel Prize was the weakest in history.
并且吐槽含金量低。
And complain about low gold content.
但是这一期的诺奖获得者。
However, the Nobel Prize winners this year are.
他用很简单的热胀冷缩原理。
He used a very simple principle of thermal expansion and contraction.
改良了。
Improved.
灯塔。
Lighthouse.
实打实的造福了整个人类。
Truly benefited all of humanity.
那我今天给大家分享一下1912年诺贝尔物理学奖获得者达伦。
Today, I'd like to share some information about the 1912 Nobel Prize in Physics laureate, Darwin.
首先来讲一下他的出生。达伦是1869年出生在瑞典一个农村家庭。正常的职业规划呢，就是他留乡种田。
First, let's talk about his background. Darwin was born in 1869 in a rural family in Sweden and followed the normal career path of farming.
但是他从小动手能力真的很强。
But he was very good at handling things from a young age.
小时候就在自家农场把打谷机改造，还能做出来检验牛奶脂肪的小仪器。
When I was a child, I built an instrument to modify and test the fat content of milk using bones.
周边村人啊，都看出他的机械天赋很。
The people in the surrounding villages noticed that he had a strong mechanical talent.
强就劝他。
I advise him.
他哎呀。
Oh no.
不要务农了。
Don't farm anymore.
去学工程专业。
Go study engineering.
他后来确实学了机械工。
He later indeed studied mechanical engineering.
然后去一个乙炔燃气公司做牛。
Then go to a gas company in Yiking.
在1912年9月的一天。
One day in September 1912.
达伦呢去采石场做乙炔高温实验。
Darwin went to the quarry to conduct acetylene high temperature experiments.
结果乙炔发生爆炸。
Result: acetylene explodes.
导致达伦永久的失明。
Caused permanent blindness in Dalton.
那一个月以后呢？
After that month,
瑞典皇家科学院就破例把1912年的诺贝尔物理学奖颁给了他。
The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences awarded him the Nobel Prize in Physics, breaking with tradition by awarding it posthumously for his work in 1912.
接下来讲一下他的研究，就是海上的灯塔呢是整天一直亮的，那乙炔就燃气呢消耗特别大。
Next, let's talk about his research on offshore lighthouses. These are the ones that are always on, powered by gas, and consume a lot of fuel.
那经常就需要有人登岛给他换气。
Someone needs to come and provide him with air regularly.
这样很浪费。
This is a waste.
乙炔。
Magpie.
达伦呢就利用热胀冷缩的原理呢制造出了日光感应阀门是怎么样呢
Darwin used the principle of thermal expansion and contraction to create a solar-powered valve. How did he do it?
就是白天呢太阳照射
The sun shines during the day.
那个阀门不就变长了
The valve has become longer.
变长了呢就堵住了气路
It becomes longer and blocks the airway.
哎、
oh,
乙炔就过气了。
Acetylene has dissipated.
灯就灭了。
The light went out.
那晚上呢？热胀冷缩，结构件呢又收缩。
That night, the temperature fluctuated and caused structural components to expand or contract. Oh,
哎、
oh,
那个气门又打开了。
The valve has opened again.
那个雨却通过了,
The acetylene passed through.
门的灯就亮了,
Then the light turned on.
这个就可以,
This can
帮助很多, 整个一年都不需要去更换燃料,
help to avoid the need for fuel changes throughout the entire year.
第二个发明呢, 就是自动闪光阀。
The second invention is the automatic flash valve.
我们重启罐里边不是有高压燃气吗?
A high-pressure gas inside the cylinder is not.
那气体里边呢, 就装了一个弹簧结构。
Inside the gas, there is a spring structure.
气压呢, 顶开阀门以后,
Once the pressure is released,
哎, 那就燃气跑出去了。
And the gas ran out.
燃气跑出去呢,
gas leaks out.
气压下降了,
the atmospheric pressure has dropped.
就把那个门关了,
close the door.
那火就灭了,
the fire was extinguished.
等会儿有燃气呢, 又顶开, 这样循环的往复,
what about the gas stove? It's waiting for someone to turn it on, and then it goes back to being off.
那灯塔是不是就一闪一闪的? 那既节省的燃料呢?
Is the lighthouse not just a flash of light which saves fuel?
又给航海人做了导航,
guided the sailors again.
诶,这些工作看起来是不是相对来说还比较简单?
So, don't these jobs seem relatively simple?
它都是我们正常公司里边牛马做的一些事情。
These are all the things we do normally in our company.
那接下来就讲一下,
Okay, next I'll talk about
我一点感悟,
some insights.
第一个点呢,
The first point is
我想说的是,
What I want to say is
从来就没有高低贵贱的科学发明。
There has never been a high, low, or noble scientific invention.
只要能造福人类,
as long as it can benefit humanity,
它就是一项成果最高的价值,
is the highest value of achievement.
那达隆呢, 深耕这个航海装置,
Adel and Ronaldo have been deeply involved in this marine device.
并且意外的爆炸失去了光明,
and the unexpected explosion lost its light.
他以个人的牺牲,
he sacrificed himself for the sake of others.
换取了全球航海安全, 这份奉献的精神,
in exchange for this spirit of dedication to global maritime safety,
值得我们每个人对他都充满了敬意,
deserving of our respect.
第二个点呢,
The second point is,
他打破了大众对诺奖的固有认知,
He broke the conventional perception of Nobel Prize.
诺奖呢, 它不专属于顶尖理论突破, 实干的工程师落地创造价值,
He doesn't belong to the top-tier theoretical breakthroughs and practical engineers who bring value.
解决现实中难题,
solve real-world problems.
也可以获得诺奖,
you can also get a Nobel Prize.
并且他之后呢, 有大批的工程技术研究者获得了诺奖。
And after that, a large number of engineering and technology researchers received the Nobel Prize.
所以牛马得诺奖也是有希望的。
Therefore, it is also possible for Newmar to win the award.